And WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Claiming a massive attack, the mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a mutual test ceasefire with Russia when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia today. Don't panic, say some Republican lawmakers, as Wall Street analysts cite the uncertainty over President Trump's trade war with Canada and Mexico and fears of a recession for the biggest one-day declines for the major indexes on Wall Street this year. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Wednesday, Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country are set to go into effect, which could mean that by Memorial Day, Americans will be paying more for everything from washing machines and toasters to canned goods and cars.
Federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency outfit should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News. Turnaround.
New L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman doing a 180, reversing the previous D.A.'s stance on the possible release of the Menendez brothers. Hochman saying he will ask a court to keep them in prison, saying they have spent years lying and not admitting to their lies.
The Menendez brothers persist in telling these lies for the last over 30 years about their self-defense defense.
A court hearing is set for later this month when a judge could decide if the brothers deserve to get parole. Alex Stone, ABC News, in downtown L.A.
Israeli negotiators are in Qatar resuming talks with Hamas on what phase two of the Gaza ceasefire agreement will look like. The latest on Pope Francis is he continues to improve at the Rome hospital, recovering from pneumonia. He's been in the hospital more than 3 weeks. Most of the world has dirty air, with just 17% of cities globally meeting air pollution guidelines. That from a report from the Switzerland-based database IQ Air. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They've decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elgton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman TJ Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios executives from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some scattered clouds around for the overnight as a breezy northwest wind develops. Lows will drop back into the lower 30s. Quite a bit of sunshine anticipated on Tuesday, though. We'll see a gusty north wind throughout the day with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Currently 49 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor.
On Tuesday's show, Kathy Spears joins us from the Kicking It with the Cows run, and Tyler Fry stops by from the Casco Volunteer Fire Department.
Plus, our friends from HME Home Medical are in to talk about sleep apnea and how they can help. Join us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. Could Russia ever win a war against the United States without ever firing a shot? This is scary stuff. I don't mean to scare you. Well, maybe I do. We need to know about this, right? I mean, we can't just have our heads in the sand. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, presumably between drinks, has ordered the Pentagon, the American cybersecurity operation, to stop trying to block Putin's attempts to infiltrate our computer systems, our social media, and our military, frankly. Or at least that's my understanding of how this report works out. This was what Chuck Schumer said last week when this order came down. This news is a couple days old, but you know I wasn't here, so. Senator Chuck Schumer, quote, "Donald Trump is so desperate to earn the affection of a thug like Vladimir Putin, he appears to be giving him a free pass as Russia continues to launch cyber operations and ransomware attacks against critical American infrastructure, threatening our economic and national security. It is a critical strategic mistake for Donald Trump to unilaterally disarm against Putin." Again, this takes me back to Jeff Merkley and what Jeff Merkley had to say, just a couple of days ago. And Nate, you know, cue up that video because we played it in the first hour. This is something that, you know, Every media in America should be playing. I sent this clip to Ali Velshi. In fact, I never, you know, the last thing in the world that hosts want to get is, you know, story ideas from random people. But I just couldn't help myself. Here is my senator, United States Senator Jeff Merkley, questioning one of Donald Trump's nominees. He essentially repeated this with several of Trump's nominees. Here it is.
Is President Trump a Russian asset?
Absolutely not, Senator. He's the President of the United States, duly elected by the American people.
Well, the reason I ask is many people back home have been asking me this question. And they say, if he was an asset, we would see exactly what he's doing now. For example, he proceeded to forward or express from the Oval Office propaganda that has been Russian propaganda, that Ukraine started the war, that Zelensky is a dictator. Second of all, he gave away key things on the negotiating table before the negotiations even started, ensuring U.S. would absolutely oppose any possibility of NATO membership for Ukraine. Third, he's cut off the arms shipments to Ukraine, completely undermining their ability against a massive neighbor next door with short supply lines and huge resources. Fourth, he's undermined the partnership with Europe, which has been essential to security over the last 80 years, a major goal of Putin's. And then he's done everything to discredit and demean Zelensky on the international stage with the just shameful press conference in which he teamed up with the vice president to attack Zelensky. I can't imagine that if he was a Russian asset, he could do anything more favorable than these 5 points. What else could a Russian asset actually possibly do that Trump hasn't yet done?
And the Trump guy at that point goes, well, you know, Donald Trump is a real patriot. Yeah. Jeff Merkley, Senator Merkley, and, you know, if you live in Oregon, call his office, 202-224-3121, ask for Jeff Merkley, and thank him and encourage him to keep doing this. So how could an American conflict with Russia play out? I think this is an important question. Nicole Perlroth, who has been a guest on this program, wrote a book titled, This is How They Tell Me the World Ends, The Cyber Weapons Arms Race. And she writes from 2012 to 2014, and I'm just going to quote from her book, quote, Russian hackers made their way inside more than 1,000 companies in more than 84 countries, the vast majority of them here in the United States. She goes on to say that they made their way into hundreds of industrial control systems across the United States. By infiltrating our systems with worms and viruses and direct attacks, again, a quote, it wasn't just U.S. oil and gas companies anymore. Russian hackers infected the software updates that reached the industrial controllers inside hydroelectric dams, nuclear power plants, pipelines, and the national power grid, and we're now inside the very computers that could unleash the locks at the dams, trigger an explosion, or shut down power to the grid. This action, she writes, was not Chinese-style industrial espionage. Moscow was preparing the battlefield. She quotes a cybersecurity expert, a guy by the name of John Hulquist, who told her, quote, this is the first stage in long-term preparation for an attack against the United States. There is no other plausible explanation. So if a war with Russia and the United States starts, it's not going to start with a nuclear bomb hitting New York. It's going to start with major dams opening and flooding downriver communities and killing thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans. It's going to start with a half a dozen nuclear power plants around America or more melting down. It's going to start with entire states browning out as their power grids are shut down. It's going to start with attacks on our financial system where all our banks are shut down. No power, no communications, no water. With those things happening, American cities would become unlivable within a week. They would become absolute hellscapes. Now, people say, hey, come on, Tom, that's crazy. No country could do that. Russia would never do that. That's not going to happen. Well, let me tell you what happened on Christmas Eve 2015. Barack Obama and his staff, Hillary Clinton and a bunch of and the military folks were in the Situation Room. And this was what they were watching. And this is from an article by Kim Zetter in Wired. And this was punishment to Ukraine. This was right after they expelled Viktor Yanukovych and elected a pro-Western president. Ukraine did, right? Quote, all he could do was stare helplessly. This is about a supervisor at Ukraine's main power station. All he could do was stare helplessly at his screen while the ghosts in the machine clicked open one breaker after another, eventually taking about 30 substations offline. The attackers didn't stop there, though. They also struck two other power distribution centers at the same time, nearly doubling the number of substations taking offline and leaving more than 230,000 Ukrainians in the dark. And as if that weren't enough, they also disabled backup power supplies to two of the three distribution centers, leaving operators themselves stumbling around in the dark. Now, it gets even worse. This is, again, Andy Greenberg writing for Wired. On a national scale, Petya is the name of this virus, was eating Ukraine's computers alive. It would hit at least four hospitals in Kyiv alone, six power companies, two airports, more than 22 Ukrainian banks, ATMs and card payment systems in retailers and transport, and practically every federal agency. The government was dead, summarizes Ukrainian Minister of Infrastructure Volodymyr Omalyan. End of quote. About 10% of all the computers in Ukraine, corporate, government, and personal, 10% of all the computers in Ukraine were bricked, permanently destroyed. More than 300 companies were shut down and lost everything. Checkout systems in stores died. Gas stations couldn't process payments, so their pumps stopped working. Banks went down, and not only people were unable to access their balances, but a lot of banking information and all the money was simply lost forever. The Russian cyber weapon even took down the monitoring systems at Chernobyl, provoking panic among the scientists working remotely. The response of the Trump administration, this is when Donald Trump was president, this was in 2018. The response of the Trump administration took 2 months and was decisive. In early 2018, presumably following one of Trump's secret phone conversations with Putin, Donald Trump shut down President Obama's White House Office of the Cybersecurity Coordinator and ended the job of its then director, Rob Joyce. Shut it down. Ended the U.S. cybersecurity operations that could have blocked Russia from doing the same thing to us that they did to Ukraine. Trump shut it down in 2018. When Biden came into office, he discovered that the Russians had been inside U.S. government computers for almost the entire last year of Trump's administration. But it wasn't the government that discovered this. It was FireEye, a private corporation, which notified the government because Trump had shut down the government operations that could have told us about this. So last week, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Defense Secretary Hegseth shut down our operations that are designed to prevent Russia's intrusions into America's cyber infrastructure. And presumably Pam Bondi is doing the same thing over at the FBI, over at the Department of Homeland Security, or the Kristi Noem, because she shut down the FBI's efforts to uncover and defeat Russian social media and fake news influence operations. That program was shut down by Pam Bondi. Think it can't happen here? It already has on a very small scale. This was not Russia, this was Iran. Iran came after us, and you gotta hear this story of what they did to the United States and what they almost did to this state where I live in Oregon, what they almost did to us. They almost killed thousands of people. It was just a blunder that prevented a disaster. I'll tell you about that after the break. This is how the next war will probably be fought.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You don't want to miss this opportunity to connect, receive, and celebrate community at the Community Resource Event on March 15th from 11 till 2 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club of Oshkosh. This is a free event which includes a silent disco tent, books, diapers, day passes, hygiene products, and so much more. Because this is all about coming together, lifting each other up, and making sure everyone has access to more ways to feel their best. We're all better together, so head to WISS.FM and click events to learn how you could participate.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Once we stood with Skywalker, rebels in the fight, champions of freedom in the beacon's light. But the masks have fallen, and the truth is clear. We've let the darkness whisper in our ear. From the Senate halls to the city streets, the Empire rises while democracy sleeps. He trades our flag for a tyrant's throne. Now the free
o'clock, 24 minutes past the hour. Yeah, that song goes with the op-ed that I wrote last week, The Empire Strikes First, Trump, Putin, and the Global War on Democracy. And basically, you know, there's this long history, this long story of stories, of fables and tales, Star Wars, The Hobbit, you know, Dune, you know, of freedom fighters, right? And old ones, too. You know, Homer and Virgil were writing about this, the Odyssey, the Iliad, you know, about the rise of democracy. And then always on the other side, there's the Darth Vader character. Well, that's what we have become, or at least what the Trump administration has become. They've become Darth Vader. We used to be Luke Skywalker. But back to, you know, how this war could play out. In 2012, Iran got seriously pissed off at the United States and Saudi Arabia. And on August 15th, 2012, they used a cyber warfare weapon and destroyed 30,000 Saudi computers, leaving just a burning American flag on every monitor's screen. But that was just the beginning. A few weeks later, they went after a 245-foot-tall, 800-foot-long dam here in Oregon, the Arthur R. Bowman Dam, which backs up the Crooked River. If that dam were to fail or just to be suddenly open, the city of Pineville, which is just downstream from it, would get flooded and thousands of people would instantly die. Iran believed that they had seized control of that dam. In fact, they had seized, this is the Arthur R. Bowman Dam. In fact, they had seized control of the Bowman Avenue Dam in New York State, which dams a relatively small stream and which was offline for maintenance at the time. So when they tried to blow that dam open, it didn't work. But then it gets even wilder. Then Sheldon Adelson comes out and says, we should just drop a bomb in the desert of Iran. And so what does Iran do? Weeks later, all the computers at the Sands, Adelson's hotel casino, died totally. Every hard drive wiped, every screen showing a photo of Adelson and Netanyahu with the inscription, don't let your tongue cut your throat. The computers may have been boat anchors. Bricked is the word that hackers use. The Obama administration, in response, put forward legislation to require all of our private infrastructure, the dams, the power systems, nuclear power plants, to be hardened against these kinds of attacks. It passed the House of Representatives. Republicans killed it in the Senate with a filibuster. We are still not hardened. We are still vulnerable.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And now you've got, you know, Kristi Noem and all these basically taking down our defenses.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Claiming a massive attack, the mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a mutual test ceasefire with Russia when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia today. Don't panic, say some Republican lawmakers, as Wall Street analysts cite the uncertainty over President Trump's trade war with Canada and Mexico and fears of a recession for the biggest one-day declines for the major indexes on Wall Street this year. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Wednesday, Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country are set to go into effect, which could mean that by Memorial Day, Americans will be paying more for everything from washing machines and toasters to canned goods and cars.
Federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency outfit should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In the Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They've decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman TJ Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some scattered clouds around for the overnight as a breezy northwest wind develops. Lows will drop back into the lower 30s. Quite a bit of sunshine anticipated on Tuesday, though. We'll see a gusty north wind throughout the day with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alva from The Todd Alva Show joining us at 10:33 to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of the companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM.
But the proud boys cheer. The fire gets stoked. Blood and soil reeks and race. Same old demons in a brand new place. They raise their hands, they shout their hate. But the headlines say it's a big mistake. Wink and a nod, another disguise. But we see the truth behind their lies. See no Nazis, hear no Nazis. Cover your eyes, pretend it ain't real. See no Nazis, hear no Nazis. Don't call it fascist, just call it a deal.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, thanks, Tom. Before my topic, a bumper sticker. Villains are bad, evil people. Billionaires are bad, evil people. Villainaires. And my topic about villainaires, a little bit of both.
Love it.
Both people. I'm sorry. The GDP, if we spend more money of the GDP on government, do we get better policing? Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. Okay, thank you, Dave. Well said and tight. Appreciated that. Mark in Janesville, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom.
Turn down the background, please, Mark. Thank you.
Yep, I'm just turning the computer off.
Great.
A few things I was going to add. One thing that your senator out there missed, they're also cutting down satellite intelligence and sharing with Ukraine. And
they cut it off altogether.
They're up in arms, NATO over there. And listen to that Times Radio. And they have these generals, and they said, there's no way we could, we don't have that capability. And, you know, France, they're talking right now, moving nuclear missiles into Germany.
Yeah.
And Germany, they're talking, they're going to really fly. It's going to be like the old World War II, their defense industry.
No, I got it. And France has a satellite system that is capable of providing an internet service. And they're talking about moving 40,000, I think was the number I saw this morning, 40,000 of these receivers into Ukraine. This is after Elon Musk tweeted two days ago that he could shut down all of Starlink for Ukraine, and it would end the war immediately because Ukraine would have no defenses. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy stuff going on right now, Mark.
Well, and a few other things quickly. There's a lot of people that make these comments about, well, you know, I'm just going to move to Canada and Norway and things like this. And I just don't think I actually looked into it. And I'll tell you, unless you've amassed a certain amount of wealth, I'm 67 months away from being 65, nearly 70% blind now. And there's no way, you know, you just can't move to Norway. A lot of these people, unless you have a lot of wealth and paid into their social security system or moved over there, you know, when you're 25 years old, or something. You know, it's just a dream world. Some of these people,
you're right.
You know, they think that these movie stars, they can move to these European countries. Well, that's they got a lot of wealth.
Yep.
And the other thing is, I don't understand these Democrats. I'd like to hear your take on it. I've got a theory that just believe this James Carville's theory, just to sit back and don't do anything and say a thing.
Yeah, I think that's crazy, to use a technical term.
You know, just the opposite of what Bernie Sanders and AOC are doing.
Exactly.
The only thing I can figure is to get so bad that then they can, you know, march back in, these corporate Democrats, and say, well, we're here to save you, and just get reelected.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is. We live in interesting times, Mark. It's and the Democratic Party is in terrible disarray, and there is no national messaging or media infrastructure for Democrats. The closest we have to that basically is, you know, probably MSNBC, Free Speech TV, and SiriusXM's Progress Channel, and a handful of progressive, you know, radio stations around the country. But nothing like, you know, like Sinclair Television, over 200 television stations with right wing crap on it every day, you know, 1,500 right-wing radio stations, hundreds of right-wing podcasts that are subsidized, some of them by Russia, actually. You know, I mean, they got busted for that. I mean, there is this huge network that the Republicans, the right-wingers, have created, and we've got nothing like that on the
left. I wish I won the lottery where I could give you about $50 million before I die. And you could buy up about 100 radio stations.
Yeah, I'd do it if I had the money, but I'm just a middle class guy too. Yeah. It's just wild.
Oh, one other thing quickly. You know, there are some, I don't know if it was on your show or on the Times Radio, of Trump and Putin and China dividing up the world, and basically Trump and, you know, North America, South America, let Putin take Europe, and then China, basically the Far East. There's that.
That's a real thing.
Out there too.
That's a real thing. And Greenland, if you look at a Mercator map, but a map that actually shows the world as it is, Greenland is essentially part of North America. And so if you had from Greenland all the way down to the southern tip of South America, you know, this was James Monroe's idea, the old Monroe Doctrine, you know, that would be the American sphere of influence, and Trump would be running, you know, as dictator for life, a right-wing authoritarian oligarchy in the Americas. Putin takes Europe, as you said, and China takes all of Asia and probably Australia. And this is not a fantasy. This is stuff that these people are seriously talking about. And we need to take it seriously. Mark, thank you for the call. Good to hear
you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good talking to you. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Welcome back.
Thank you.
the billionaires funding everything on the right. Well, we have a big problem in that. And as to why I think we probably can never get that kind of, you know, funding from the wealthy on the left, because they don't have any incentive to do so.
That's right. There's no self-interest. It would be purely altruistic. Morris Perlman, the guy who was one of the co-founders of Patriotic Millionaires, made that point on this program. He was like, you know, we're rich guys who are out there saying raise our taxes. There's not a lot of rich guys who want their taxes raised, because, you know, to get rich for some people, you kind of got to be greedy.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be, I don't think we're ever going to overcome that stumbling block.
No, and it's not just in the United States, by the way, Clay. This is happening all over the world.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. But, you know, we used to have a more fair system, but until, you know, with Citizens United, we're done for.
Yeah, they took an axe to American democracy with that decision, and the two that preceded it, and the two that followed it.
I don't know how can we ever get rid of that.
Well, we were two votes in the Senate away from getting rid of it back in 2022, late 2022. And we got stabbed in the back by Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. If those two had simply voted to suspend the filibuster, because we had, you know, over 50 votes in the Senate, and it passed the House of Representatives, you know, it was called the For the People Act, and it would have reversed large chunks of Citizens United. But, you know, it's...
Do you think we'll have that chance again?
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, if the Republicans screw this up really badly, and if Trump throws us into a, not just a recession, but maybe even a depression, which I think the odds are, you know, in the neighborhood of 30-40% of a depression. I think the odds of a recession are 90%. If he throws us into a bad enough economic time, I think it's possible that we can have some real good electoral victories in 2026. But, you know, it's going to be a hell of a battle. I mean, look at what's going on in Wisconsin right now. You've got Elon Musk coming in trying to buy a Supreme Court seat.
Yeah, that goes to what your previous caller mentioned about what Carville's talking about. You know, just let it burn to the ground so people can see the effect of the Republican and, you know, Trump policies before they'll turn around.
Part of that problem, though, is this massive machine that the Republicans have. I mean, right now, just this morning, before I went on the air, I was watching CNN, and they had a Democratic senator on, and the host said, "Are you going to vote to shut down the government?" And the senator had to point out, you know, we're not going to vote to shut down the government. The Republicans control the House. The Republicans control the Senate. The Republicans control the White House. If the government gets shut down, it's because they shut down the government. And she's like, well, but you could, you know, you're going to filibuster this. It's going to take 60 votes. You're going to have 7 Democratic votes to pass this thing through the Senate. And he's like, that's not my problem. But, you know, the media is, you know, the Republicans and the media are just, you know, running this scam that, you know, it's all going to be the Democrats' fault if the government gets shut down. And, you know, it's BS, but it's going to work. I mean, they're going to pin this tail on the donkey, as it were, on the Democratic donkey. And, you know, the question was, will it stick? You know, how awake and aware are Americans right now? And, you know, time will tell. Clay, thanks for the call. It's wild times here at Ridgemont High. We'll be back 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Back with your calls right after this.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Have your interest, join the fight for our future.
9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Nancy in Oaklawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Nothing good, Tom. I have to take a breath.
It seems, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, but all the other side is doing, I don't even want to call myself a Democrat because I don't feel I am. I'm not getting represented. And I'm sorry, but the right questions are not being asked. They are not asking. They're sitting back. And how did we get here? We got here because now they're, you know, their hair is on fire and what's happening and all. Where have they been for the last 50 years? I'll tell you right now, we are a country who is being ruled by a system that was created when we had 13 states and 3 million people. Yeah. Now we have almost 4 million people. Now we have 100 times that many citizens or people. We're not all citizens. And we still have a broken two-party system that we're being ruled by. And we have never had a majority rule because of the undemocratic Senate, which was, you know, made a rule by all those white men many years ago.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. We're being told we got to get money out of politics. We have more money in politics than ever.
Yep.
And I'm feeling very, I will fight to my death. And believe me, that's what it's going to come to. There's going to be a lot of people dying. There are already people dying because of what these guys are doing.
Yep.
Why do they keep winning? That's the question. It's because we're not fighting back. We are not doing the right things.
You know, on the one hand, Nancy, I get what you're saying, and I agree. And I would ask, why hasn't Chuck Schumer been talking like Jeff Merkley? You know, I've played that clip twice today. You know, why is that not happening? But on the other hand, there literally is no Democratic messaging infrastructure, and there is a billion-dollar Republican messaging infrastructure that has been running at full speed for 30 years. What's amazing to me is that Democrats even occasionally win elections, given the power of the Republican infrastructure.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, why didn't they start this fight years ago? Why have they been allowing the cons to get this far?
Well, part of the problem is that you've got right-wing billionaires who don't want to pay taxes. And so they sponsor Republicans who will promise they'll lower their taxes. It started with Reagan.
That's exactly it. They didn't get money out of politics, and here we are.
Well, yeah, they tried to, Nancy. I mean, you have to give the Democrats some credit. And Nancy Pelosi got that passed through the House of Representatives, and it got 51 votes in the United States Senate, and it would have broken a filibuster had Manchin and Sinema not stabbed us in the back. We could have fixed this. Two senators screwed us.
May their
names live in infamy, and may they rot in hell. Nancy, I want to grab one more call here. Thank you for the call. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. I sympathize with your previous caller, and I agree with you. Yeah, it's an uphill battle against the billionaires media. But the purpose of my call is this. I am seriously thinking of just paying my state taxes. I live in California, but I don't want to pay federal taxes. Why should I? So then Musk and Trump can steal that money? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but it's not worth going to jail over, Alfredo. You'll have much more impact if you show up at a demonstration, if you call your members of Congress. Not paying your taxes will have no impact at all, and it puts you at personal risk.
Yeah, I feel very frustrated about this.
I do, too. I share your frustration. Yeah, I get it. Alfredo.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for the call. Eric in Mojave, California. Hey, Eric, last minute is yours. What's up?
Tom, the revolution is not being televised. I loved your bootlicker rant. You should play that every show at the very beginning. That was great. I just want to remind everybody that, you know, the Democrats, when they had the supermajorities in, like, 2009 and 2021, they did not fix Social Security. They did not take the cap off of it. And by them not doing their job, not only did it cost them their job, but now we're in this mess.
Yeah.
Everybody on Social Security is a frog in the pot.
Legislation to fix that has been introduced in every single Congress for at least 20 years, Eric. It's just never been able to get past a Republican filibuster. It's actually passed the House, I believe, on more than one occasion. This is not entirely the fault of the Democrats, although I'm with you. There's a bunch of feckless Democrats out there. Eric, I got to run. Thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. Take care. And I'll catch up with you on the other side on tomorrow and hopefully a little more than 4 hours sleep. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of DOGE cuts. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down in a massive attack. A source close to President Zelensky says Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia Tuesday, saying, in effect, don't panic, it'll recover. Some Republican lawmakers reacting to the biggest one-day declines on Wall Street this year. Added to concerns over a possible recession, says Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi.
At the top of the list of concerns is the tariffs. They're on again, off again, but it looks like a global trade war is about ready to break out. And that's not good business. That's going to be bad for everyone. And investors are selling in reflection of that, the concern.
A federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House Government Efficiency Office should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News. A source.